we see over and over in the Bible where God uses both possessions and wealth to bless the people who follow him, the people who are obedient to his voice. We see that in the story of Solomon, David, in the story of Abraham. So my question is that if God uses this as an external blessing, then why isn't it listed in the fruit of the Spirit? Let's dig into that. Hello, and welcome to Calling Over Comfort. I'm your host, Francine Ivy. On Calling Over Comfort, you're going to find a place where you will get short but powerful messages that are going to encourage you, they're going to empower you, and they might even challenge you to be all that God created you to be. So without further delay, let's jump in. So today we're going to dig into a subject that might make many in the church a little uncomfortable, but the truth is, if you're going to be a kingdom entrepreneur, you need to have a healthy relationship when it comes to success and wealth. This can be the actual downfall of many Christians, and especially those of us who feel God calling us into business and entrepreneurship, when we need to be setting goals, and that God does call us to increase our businesses, multiply our gifts, and all of those things, which will mean many of us will become wealthy. And if we're not healthy, that wealth seriously can damage us. And so we need to have a healthy relationship. Now, on the other side, there are many of you that struggle with possessions and wealth. You struggle with the fear of it. And to that point, you will never truly succeed in your business if you don't get comfortable with money, wealth, and success. I mean, seriously, you're holding yourself back because you don't have a healthy idea of what it means to be godly and to be wealthy. The stories in the Bible pretty much point that way, that as you trust in the Lord and as you obey him and follow him, that there are blessings that God gives people. You look at the story of Abraham, you look at the story of Solomon, you look at the story of David, and I could list so many more where not only did God bless them with health and life and relationships and all of that, but God also very, very openly blessed them with wealth and possession. And so what do we do with that? What do we do with that? Well, I want to talk about one thing as we lead into how to be healthy when it comes to our viewpoint and our mindset around money, wealth, and success. So first of all, God kind of talked to me about, in kind of a funny way, but if God blesses those who follow him, then why is prosperity not a part of the fruit of the Spirit, right? Fruit is to show, fruit shows what kind of tree it is, right? Over and over in the Bible, it talks about the fruit. So the fruit of us walking in the Spirit, is it prosperity? No, that's not listed in Galatians as one of the fruit of the Spirit, right? It's not. Why? Because our wealth, possessions, what we've accumulated here on earth will never, ever, ever be our identity. It should never be the identity of who we are. And that is a trap that we need to stay away from. There will be times in your career where God will bless you immensely. But here's the thing, and the downfall of many in the Bible, where God blesses them and then they begin to take it on as their identity. They begin to take credit for what God has done in their life. And here's the thing. Everything that I accomplish, all the wisdom that I have been given, everything that all the dreams and the goals and the accomplishments in my life and in yours, Kingdom Entrepreneur, are a blessing and a gift from God. So prosperity, although very true and right, He will prosper you, should never be your identity. But let me be clear of what else is not listed in the fruit of the Spirit: poverty. I see much of the church also touting poverty as if it is a righteous state. And there are times when God will call you. There have been times when God said, give more than I was able, budget-wise, numbers-wise, the way my CPA would tell me. He would say, God would say, give, and it would make my CPA sweat, right? Like, it didn't make sense to give like that. There have been times in our life as a family, when we were serving the Lord full time, when our family was doing all the things right, that we struggled financially. But poverty is not a part of the fruit of the Spirit. And I see so many Christians think that there is something hyper religious, hyper righteous about lack. But that's not the kingdom. That's not the nature of God. He is a God who blesses, and He blesses abundantly. John 10:10 says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is all about wreaking havoc on us and stealing from us. But Jesus says that I have come to give you life and life abundant. And yes, that does mean in our families, relationships, emotionally, all of those things. Yes, I understand that. But God also wants to bless those who will steward the wealth of this world well. God wants to give it to people who are an outflow. He doesn't want the world to hold all of the wealth and riches of the world. He wants to give it to His kids who will be obedient with that wealth, who will be givers. Let's be honest. If the church of the living God, if His kids would be obedient with the wealth, then He could bless it to us. And I promise you, there wouldn't be the poverty that we face today. There wouldn't be children hungry. But I think there's a couple of problems. Number one, I see many of the church afraid of wealth because we have the wrong viewpoint of it. And because of that, we never ever get open to allow God to bless us in that area. And then I also see, and this hurts my heart even worse, people in the church who have gained wealth, who have been obedient to God and God has blessed them, and then they have gotten stingy with it. And they are not tithing and even giving more to make sure that they have been good stewards of what God's given them. So I want to tell you something, Kingdom Entrepreneur. If you're the one who is afraid of letting God truly bless you when it comes to possessions or wealth, you need to spend some time with God and tell Him, God, please help me to let go of this, because I want to be an obedient steward of everything that you have for me. And I don't want to be afraid of money, because the Bible doesn't say that money is the root of all evil. The Bible says that it's the love of money. It's when you attach your identity to it. So if you're somebody who struggles with the thought of prospering or being wealthy or money coming to you, I want you to go to God and release that, because God wants to bless you and God wants to bless others through you. You be obedient to Him. But if you're one that you seek after and who you are stingy with it, beware. The Bible's very clear in many of the stories when these kings began to think that their wealth was because of their own goodness, because of their own work. Godly kings turned into very, very evil kings. That's the reason why Paul warns us. And he says, I have learned to be abased and I have learned to abound. Because in both cases, We must learn to do it. So just as much as I have had times when I have struggled to make ends meet, and God has taught me how to trust Him through those moments, just as much there is weight with wealth, there is weight with blessing, and we need to be very careful that we learn how to abound. So no matter which side you're on, take it to the Lord, lift it up to Him, and let's, as kingdom entrepreneurs, let's get comfortable with what God has given us to multiply and steward. Hey friend, thanks for stopping by. And it would mean a whole lot if you'd like, share, and subscribe, and drop us a review. It would mean so much to us. Remember, go take action, be fearless, own the room, my friend, because God has an awesome call on your life and you are not alone. If you need some help ever, remember that you can always request a strategy call from one of our coaches at consumedstrategycall.com. We would love to hear from you. We would love to collaborate with you, and we would love to hear your story.